In station 2 for smoke detection T2.
With you on 2.
I'm looking to start my exercise a little early whenever you're able to put smoke detection inhibits in place for T2.
Can work.
Thank you so much.
And Xena, T2 smoke detection is inhibited. Your go.
Okay, thanks so much.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Johnny and antenna swap.
This is Station 2. Good morning, Huff. Johnny is ready to copy any actions for the swap.
Hey, Johnny. As you predicted, our TRC power cycle was no joy, so we're going to press ahead with the antenna group swap. And I've got a procedure for you to do a cable swap for us. We don't want to execute it just yet. We've got some staffing and commanding to do here on the ground, and we'll give you a go when we're ready to begin. But I wanted to give you that procedure so you could take a look at it and decide who's going to be helping us.
Copy all. Will not execute until given the go. Ready, copy.
Okay, that's going to be IFM 3.2.250. That's KU Comm Unit SGTRC cable swap. You want the nominal config XTP.
Yeah, I have procedure 3.2.250 KU COM something swap, and I'm going to choose the nominal XTP. Thanks.
That's a good readback.
Sensation on 2, when you got a second, a quick comment about the treadmill number 2, T2.
We're ready for it.
Okay, the bottom line is that I worked on the T2 6-month inspection, and one of the very last tasks was to put on the closeout panels. And somehow I got confused between left and right, not to mention that it's on the wall and there's no up and down. So I actually put the left and right closeout panels on T2. I switched them in the wrong spots. So Xena noticed it running because there's a slight asymmetry, and I would like to fix that. So she's going to stop running T2, and I would like to offer up a time this morning. It's really not long, especially if I do it, because I was the last one there and I'm familiar with the procedure, to switch the left and right closeout panels only. Sorry for the extra work for BME, but we're happy to do that this morning if able. Totally your call. And Xena's going to jump off for T2. We won't do any T2 exercise, and offering to switch the left and right closeout panels for the procedure.
All right, Mike, we think that's a good plan. Give us a second to review the procedure, and we'll give you a go to start that.
Yeah, take your time. We want to do everything right, and my apologies because somehow I mixed up left and right in my looking at the panels last time. So happy to fix it when you guys are comfortable with that. In the meantime, we'll still get our exercise done today.
Copy all. Thanks.
Houston, Station 2, just a data point for a weird off-nominal signature on IPv. My bad.
We're with you on 2, Johnny.
Yeah, I haven't really gone down into the weeds like I would like to figure out what might be going on. But I noticed this yesterday, and I noticed it again today, so I think it's worth reporting. The 5 gigahertz cloud net is not letting me access the IPv servers. The 5 gigahertz cloud net still gives me access to Optimus and other products like the Ops server, daily summaries, etc. But for some reason, it's not access IPv. I don't know if there's anything to do about it yet. I can later, when I have time, see if my other iPads are affected and talk to other crew members, but just data point for now.
All right, we copy all, and we'll look into it. Thanks.
And switching to 2.4 gigahertz does fix the problem.
That's interesting. Thanks for the data point. Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Mike and T2.
Station on 2. Mike is here. How can I help?
Mike, we like your plan. You are go to swap the left and right closeout panels on T2. We just ask that you verify at the end that all the numbers are still aligned.
It's a great call. We will photograph everything also. We'll follow the same procedure. I'm going to go back to the 6-month inspection procedure that I had 2 days ago or so, and we'll make sure we take pictures of everything at the end. But we feel confident that we'll be able to get this done fairly quickly. Thank you for patience and understanding.
Of course. Thank you so much for letting us know. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and antenna swap.
Houston, Johnny 2, I think you called for me, and I think you're about to give me a go for the antenna swap.
That's affirmative. Our safing in step 1 is complete, so you're go for step 2.1.
There we go, it worked.
Okay, and just to confirm, you're using 3.2.250, the nominal config XTP.
That's affirmative. This is the one where it has step 3.2 deleted.
Affirm.
Send Johnny 2, KU cable swap complete, go for KU band reactivation. Good luck.
Awesome, thanks Johnny.
Then this is Space Station for Treadmill 2, T2.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, I'd like to read down what we did. I won't use step numbers. I'll just say the general thing that we did for you and VME, unless you would like us to write it down, and we're happy to do that. But the big picture is that we switched the left and right closeout panels, as we said, and we did some intermediate steps for the safety and success of the Delta procedure. So happy to report exactly what we did, but it was successful in the transplant.
And Mike, thank you so much for the overview. We would like that next layer of detail, please.
Okay. If you're ready to copy, it goes like this. We attached the snubber alignment guides to prevent anything moving. We took off the handle that goes across, which is called the handrail vertical, the handrails that goes across. It consists of several different parts. That just came off. Then we loosened the forward closeout panel, but not removed it, just loosened. Then we took off the left and right closeout panels, switched them, put the left and right closeout panels back. We torqued the left and right closeout panels, forward closeout panel to the 85 inch pounds. We replaced the handrail and we removed the snubbers alignment guides. And we will take a quick, we owe you a quick inspection of the snubbers, but they didn't move. We suspect that they're great, but we'll definitely double check. We also took photos of everything. The only thing we haven't done, and it's because everything's powered and still in motorized mode, we did not run the treadmill at all, but it looks like it will be successful once we do a revolution or two of the belt. We think T2's in great shape. We do a quick inspection for the snubbers. I'll copy.
We copy all, and we heard everything that we wanted to hear. Thank you so much for doing that, and T2 is go for use, and we look forward to seeing those photos. Also, in 1 minute, we've got a pretty hefty LOS coming up.
Timing is perfect. Thank you, T2. It's go for operations, and we'll leave in a crew note the snubber inspection. If we find anything anomalous, we'll not run on T2.
Thanks.
You can station on Space Ground 2 for BioLab.
Hey, Kimio, with you on 2?
Yes, I know we don't have any KU, so you cannot see us, but if it's okay, I'd like to start this activity from now. And the camera is already set up, so I just want to continue from step 4.
All right, thanks for the status. You can do just step 4, but please wait for step 5. We have to take some actions.
I'm going to do step 4. Thank you.
Station 2, Stotrat, step 69. Cygnus, HDBX cargo off.
Go ahead, Johnny, we're ready.
So for step 69 is to remove the foam in HPVX, and it said if removal is difficult or results in breakage, to report the issue in photograph. I thought video would be better, so I made a video describing the process. It's not too difficult. It will result in some breakage. The double foam tape is not too difficult. It is going to be really slow. But the video, I think, will help explain the process and give ISO data need on how to move forward from here.
That's great. Thank you, Johnny.
Station on Space Ground 2 for BioLab.
Go ahead, Kimia.
For complete, so I'm waiting for you to send command to open this exchange door. and ready to open. So please let me know when you send command.
All right, copy. So we've deactivated the smoke detection, but we do need KU band for step 5 onwards. So if you can stand down for now, and we can pick it up when we've got the coverage back.
I'm gonna stand down, and thank you for your hospital support.
Station 2, KU follow-up.
Go ahead on 2.
Jeff, I know you all are diligently working to fix the issue. I just wanted to offer up, if there's anything you need us to do as far as procedures to help, please don't hesitate to ask.
We'll go. Thank you for the support. We have no further actions for crew at this time for the KU.
Okay, copy. All right, best of luck.
So, Station 2, LSG.
Put you on 2, Johnny.
Good morning, Chance. I'm about to start my run, but I thought I'd check in and see if there's a chance I could deploy LSG early. That way I wouldn't have to stop mid-run.
Johnny, I think you're reading our mind. That's the exact plan we were hoping to get up to you. You are good to deploy the work volume.
Great. Thanks for the flexibility.
Station Munich Space Ground 2 for Kimia.
Echo 2.
All right, excellent reflexes. We saw that you opened the door within 30 seconds, and we need you to do the rotation as well. The one full rotation of rotor A.
One full rotation of rotor A, and I know still you don't have any video view, right? Camera view.
That's affirmative. No video view yet.
So, and my understanding is turn rotor A full, and actually set to EC3, then move to EC4 to see the filter.
That's a firm. It's an excellent understanding. Thanks, Kimia.
You for your support. I see EC3 and turn to EC4 until see the filter.
Excellent, Kimia, and we confirm that looks like the right position.
And for the step 6.3, screw is tight, so not loose, so still continue.
All right, that is good info. Thank you.
Next station on Space Ground 2 for BioLab.
With you on 2, Kimia.
Yes, inside the filter box, filter and also orange seals, no damage. It was super clean. And I took a lot of pictures of those and closed the filter box and also released the lock and reloading one turn, and it seems everything is nominal, so I'm going to close out.
All right, that's a great report, and you're good to close the door.
Okay, understand. Thank you. The door is closed, and I'm going to send pictures, maybe by using SSC-21, but report back by using crew note later. Thank you.
All right, we copy, and greatly appreciated. Thanks, Kimia.
Thank you for the flexibility and great support.
Same back to you. Cheers, mate.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia and IMV valve inspection.
Head on 2.
Hey, Kimia, just want to let you know the safing in Step 1 is complete. You are go in Step 2.6.
Hey, I have a go for Step 2.6. Thank you.
Houston Airlock 2, for those watching, there is no water in the T11 ports. Just taking pictures.
Copy. No water. Thanks, Gina.
Houston Airlock 2, we are complete with the task. We've got the water sampling tool temp stowed, kept on taped to the EMU equipment bag, up near ventilation. Anything else you'd like from us?
Awesome work, Mike and Gina. And one other item, there's that FPS 1010 Ziploc in a CTB. We had that one opened to dry out. You guys are go to close both the Ziploc and the CTB and temp stow it somewhere in the airlock. And copy, thumbs up.
Okay.
And Houston Station, for a small report on the FPS fan that was removed.
Dion, too.
Yeah, so we inspected it. It looked dry, but then when we kind of flinged it a little bit, some more water came out just a little bit. I don't know, maybe couple drops, so we're thinking maybe we just need to let it sit overnight and over the weekend or tomorrow uh, or little bit later, we can close it up.
Okay, Mike, yeah, we're just chatting about that a little bit. We do like the plan to leave it out to dry a little bit longer. We'll try to catch you guys for a reminder sometime this weekend or early next week. But I think the process will naturally sort itself out where you get it all buttoned up.
We think the same, Matt, and great to hear your voice. Thanks to the whole EMU team for successful 2 days, three parts, plus the radio adventure together. It's so far bodes very successfully. Looking forward to next week and starting up the new FPS. That's going to be cool.
Hey, good words, Mike, and we appreciate it as well. Thanks for all you do.
Huntsville International Space Station, Space to Ground 2 for Stellar Stem Cells.
With y'all too, Mike.
To hear your voice this afternoon, morning your time. Hope you got a nice caffeinated beverage to start the day. We did up here. Really quick, during the handover, you probably heard that we were having some vibration and issues and objectives with the Kermit microscope. I'm just giving the follow-up check-in call to see how everything's going and if I can help in any way.
And copy that, Mike. You're always so helpful. Everything is looking much better. They are not done with imaging this sample yet, but I can let you know when we are ready for your next activity.
Okay, that'll be nice. I am not in a hurry, and no need to hurry any science. I'm very glad to hear that especially that 4X objective, that one was loose. The other ones were just fine. But I'm really glad to hear that that did the trick. So compliments to the team for figuring it out.
And compliments to you for fixing the problem.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena. Quick question. Hey, Xena, looking at the timeline.
I'm kidding, that was 3. Now I'm with you on 2.
Sorry, I heard you coming down on both. But hey, looks like on the timeline, you should be okay with it, but just wanted to double check if it's okay if we go on board to troubleshoot your personal SSC for email, which would mean you have to be hands off for about 30 minutes, worst case an hour.
Oh, that's no problem at all.
Copy, we'll put that in work.
Perfect. And I've got a couple programs open, like Photoshop. Let me know if you need me to close those, or you guys are welcome to close anything that's open.
We will take care of it. Thank you.
So, Station 2, I have logged out of the SSC. You may begin laptop prep for OCT.
Copy that. Thanks so much, Johnny.
Welcome, man. Great to talk with you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and Stellar Stem Cell Imaging.
Huntsville Johnny 2, good morning there. Wondering what space ground I will be on for the stellar stem cells.
Good afternoon, Johnny. You will be meeting Dylan on Space to Ground 3, and also, just a heads up, you will be receiving Habitat Yankee from Mike after he removes the current biocell from the Kermit microscope.
Okay, copy. 3 with Dylan, and then I'll... So stand by till I get the habitat. Very soon.
And Johnny, you can go ahead and perform your Melfi retrieve and start getting situated at LSG, and then Mike can bring you the biocell habitat when he's done.
Okay, copy. Thanks. Houston 2, follow up to an earlier data point from Orbit 1 about CloudNet 5 GHz.
Johnny, good afternoon. We are all for data points. Go ahead.
Matt, I hope you're well. I reported earlier today during Orbit 1 that one of my iPads was having issues with the 5 GHz CloudNet. Specifically, IPV wasn't working, but other services seemed to work, including Optimus and the Ops server. I am now on a different iPad, and I'm having a similar weird signature with the 5 GHz CloudNet. 2.4 works just fine, but the signature I'm currently having is that the ops server does not work for my iPad, and that includes the flight control team roster, daily summaries, etc. on this iPad. Let me see if the other services like Optimus and IPV work.
Okay, yeah, Johnny, we copy all. Pluto was looking into the initial report on IPV, so that is great additional data. We'll think about that a little bit more and try and get back to you on what the culprit is.
It sounds good, no rush. Zero impact to ops, considering 2.4 GHz works. Matt, Johnny on 2. So I switched back to the 5 GHz server. I'm sorry, the the wireless 5 gigahertz, and everything is working now, IPV, Optimus, and Observer. So blame the last. I promise it wasn't working when I tried.
Hey, Johnny, anytime I've tried to call for tech support or anything like that, it's always been working the second we connect. So I'll blame it on that good luck. I'm sure you have the same. But yeah, let us know if there's any more issues going forward.
Will do. Yeah, I don't know why it's always like that. But appreciate the support. All right, talk to you later.
You promise we believe you.
I heard someone laughing back there. Is that you, Allison?
Guilty as charged.
Makes me smile. Hope you're having a good day.
You as well.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for Kermit.
With you on 2, Mike.
After the successful delivery of Habitat named Yankee, ready to start the Kermit hardware power down, wondering if there are any deltas or if I have a go.
You have a go. The rack is off indefinitely, and you can skip step 12 regarding the protective cover, and just as a heads up, it's okay to leave the protective cover on the bottom of the left side of the rack if that's the preference.
I was just going to ask you that, and I have it taped in on the side, so I don't think it's going to go anywhere or bother anybody. I'm going to put a second piece of tape on it just to ensure if you guys are all good with that and understand about the protective cover.
That sounds like a plan. Thanks, Mike.
Station 4, Swiss Ground 2 for IMB cleaning.
Kimia, yeah, go ahead on 2.
Okay, hi. I'm sorry it's taking time. I'm on step 2, decimal 7. And I just wanted to report that one of the fastener in step 2, decimal 7 was very hard to remove since the thread of that bolt actually started breaking out. So I was able to remove it successfully, but if you have spare, when we install it, I recommend you to use a new one for this activity.
Okay, Camilla, we copy all. We will look for a new bolt, so we like that recommendation. If you can just give us a location of which bolt is the one that's damaged and then just take a photo so we can see it, that'd be great. And then also, while we have you, it looks like the camera view was originally good, but it was bumped, and we're looking at the bottom of A-RED right now. So if you can do a readjustment, that'd be great.
I'm going to readjust that and also take some photos of the location and show you actually by video which location was that, some other functions. And also, I just want to report that I used a short stroke bit, actually bought from the EVATO to November. Initial call you get, you said that it's in lower 3, but actually in the set, we didn't have that number 10 short stroke bit. So I just borrowed from the EVATO, and I'm going to return this one after this. Thank you.
Okay, Camilla, yeah, we copy all, appreciate it, and we will definitely take that camera view of the location when you have a chance.
Okay, understand. That's actually not easy at all, but that's through November. Thank you. And put it back later. Thank you.
And Huntsville Station on 2, if you're okay, I can relocate the Lab 1 camera back to its normal situational awareness position. And if not, then we'll just leave it watching what you need to see.
And you have a go to relocate the camera. Thanks, Mike.
Happy to go.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike and Cargo Ops.
Matt, Mike on 2 for Cargo Ops. And just to let you know, the Lab 1 camera is now placed back in its normal situational awareness position. Help.
Hey, Mike, we see the view. We like it. Thank you for that. And we see you possibly stepping into the Cygnus Cargo Ops coming up, but we just need a couple more minutes. We're updating StowTrack. We'll give you a call once that update's on board.
Fantastic. Yeah, Zena and I were anticipating the updated StowTrack, so no worries, and we'll be glad to see it when it's ready. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Postgres Round 2 for MD Queen.
Kimmy, I'm with you on 2, and we see the view. Thanks for that. Go ahead.
I just checked the camera view, and as you see, it might be hard to see, but this thread actually starts breaking, so I recommend this one to be replaced. The location was is actually Zenith and also Forward part.
Yeah, and Kimia, we copied that. That fastener itself was a little bit out of focus. Was it on the head or the tool interface, or was the damage on the actual threads itself? That's better focus. It looks like the head. True?
Like the head side. Yeah, it's actually maybe over-torqued, so it was very hard to remove. And, yeah, top head side actually starts breaking out. So I'm afraid if I install it next time, we cannot remove it.
Okay, Kimia, yeah, appreciate it. We see that damage, and we're going to look for a spare and get back to you for the reinstall.
Thank you very much for your support.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike and Cargo Ops.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Mike, updates are on board. You're go. Just want to make sure you refresh so you get the latest and greatest in StowTrack.
Okay, we're talking about Cygnus 23 Cargo Ops, yes?
And that is affirmed, Mike, Cygnus 23 Cargo Ops.
And Matt, since you're a fellow flight tester and awesome all-around guy, you'll understand my next question is, can you give me a line that tells me that I'm on the right new one? I refreshed it. I actually started from the beginning. I'm sure we're there, but what would distinguish this as the new updated awesomest list?
Okay, copy all, Mike. We will get you a good line to compare. Stand by one. Hey, Mike, we did not have a 262.01 in the previous version, so if you see that step and then a couple of other 262s, 02, 03, etc., it looks like you'll have the right version.
Okay, I'm glad I asked because I do not. So I will try again. So thanks for that, 262. Since we're there on the list, 262, at least in the old version I have, is the MSL core facility, and I'd like to start from there for this afternoon, unless you have a better suggestion.
Hey, Mike, yeah, back with you. That's our bad. You can take my orange flight test badge for the day from me. But, yeah, 26201 did exist previously, but the fact that you see it say MSL core is the change. So we actually feel like we are in a good spot. You're go to proceed, and we are in sync.
Excellent. Love to be in sync, just like Lance Bass. Yes, and I'll start with the MSL core facility, and we will start loading some of this heavy stuff into the Willie McCool. Thank you.
Hey, we really appreciated that that pun. Thanks, Mike.
Sensation 2 for StowTrack.
Mike, with you on 2.
Yeah, I swear it was different, but let's just double check I'm on the right one. Because we were in Cygnus and maybe we lost signal and got something weird back. But on my particular StowTrack that I just reloaded for the Cygnus Cargo Ops, I'm seeing a 262.01, which we just accomplished, and a 262.02 and a 03. Is that the new one, or is my tablet still reading the old StowTrack? And sorry to double, triple check, but we want to get it right.
Okay, Mike, yeah, we were thinking the same thing, and that is, we'll say 99% sure that it's the right one. So for 262.01, in the task on the bottom, does it say secure with at least one strap? That's updated verbiage as well.
Yes, we did not see that when we were in the Cygnus. We secured it with a bungee, and it's wedged between two other things. But if you want us to secure with at least one strap, we can see it now, and we will go make that happen.
Okay, Mike, yeah, sorry about that. And unfortunately, we would like it to be in the config with the one strap, so we'll probably have to have you dig it out and just make that change. So apologies, that's on us.
Well, not at all. We're all just working together. We will definitely find a get it strapped in. That is not a problem. Also, with a few big picture words, previous versions of this had us load some MSL JSP, some of the things that we got from the microscience or MSRR. I was wondering, I'm scrolling through and I don't see those anymore. Is there something in the 500 series that we can start loading in?
And we are checking on that. Stand by.
Sorry, Matt. I know you guys are thinking, what we're looking for is there anything else big and heavy that we can load in other than that? It looks like the next thing to put in is just kind of the trash JSPs kind of standard from before. So we're just double-checking on that.
Yeah, my copy, all. Give us about a minute or two. Just think about that. We'll get back to you. Copy. Thumbs up.
Houston Station on 2 with a follow-up question for that Cygnus P5 location.
Dina, go ahead on 2.
Hey, that very large MSL core facility that we just put in there is pretty much in the middle corridor of Bay 5. And I'm trying to go back through and what I would call the inner and outer layers of Bay 5 are already full, and we are now filling the inner corridor, the middle corridor. Does that match what you guys are expecting? Because I'm looking at 262, 01, 02, 03, and they're all calling for layer 1. Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Okay, Zina, yeah, we copy your question as well. Let us look at that, too, and get back to you.
Thank you. And relevant photos for you would probably be shortly after step 157.01, and that was a large blue bag that got filled with some foam panels, and I imagine Johnny took some pictures for you following that.
Okay, copy all. We'll take a look at those for reference. Thanks, Dina.
Station on Spacecom 2 for IMB Queenie.
Kimia, go ahead on 2.
I'm sorry to report to you, but when I was doing step 2.8, I'm releasing last black bolts. My bolts and also washer and modified tool, L-wrench, actually slipped from my hand, and I was able to recover one washer and also bolt, but modified L-wrench actually flowed into the outside of this small volume. So I'd like to take some time to look for it. Maybe give me 10 minutes or 20 minutes. And I may use maybe vacuum cleaner to make some flow and whether it will show up or not.
Okay, Kimia, we copy all the L-wrench went behind that area there. We just want to confirm, did you actually need to use that L-wrench to disengage those fasteners?
I need it initially, but it might be okay for using like a normal L-wrench. Yeah, this is very small volume, but it's possible to do it normal ones. Yeah, and for actually looking for it, I'm going to photo document and clean this filter before that. Then I'm going to look for it.
Okay, Kimia, yeah, I think you understood the rationale for our question, and if we need to use a normal wrench going forward, we can, it seems like. But since you're obviously in the area and you know where the wrench went, we'd like you to take some time to look for it now. We also copy your question on using the vacuum. Let's stand off on not using the vacuum for now. The team's going to take a look to see if that's okay, and we'll get back to you on the vacuum side.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much for your help. I just wondered if there are some like a motor or anything just turning that might be hazardous. So I just want to make sure and report it. So station on Spacecom 2 for 2.
Give me a go ahead.
I found a tool, but it's too far and hard to reach by hand, actually. I need some like maybe a long stick or something like that and put some Kapton tape. Try to retrieve it. It's okay.
Okay, give me a good news. You got eyes on the tool. We can offer you up two options. The first one would be the mechanical fingers to go ahead and grab it, and the second would be using the AC Dryvac with an EVA mesh bag over it to help maybe suck up that tool, but then also prevent it from getting sucked up into the vacuum, if that makes sense. And if you go with that option, Zina has some experience with that from yesterday, and she can point you in the direction of where that EVA mesh bag is.
I understand. I'll try maybe vacuum option, but it might be too far, actually, to reach it, and also mechanical arm as well. So I need a little bit more longer one, maybe, like a stick with three peat or something like that, plus some sticky material.
Okay, Kimmy, yeah, we copy all. So we'll try and put something together that gives you a little bit more reach than those two options. We did also think initially that the vacuum would just help create suction and airflow, kind of like you've alluded to, but we'll see what we come up with in the near term. And then also while I have you, just a heads up, we are good with 7 of 8 fasteners once we do the install. So no harm, no foul, foul on that stripped fastener. We'll just go ahead and reinstall it with 7 of the 8.
Okay, understand. I don't know how to use it. Thank you for the further information as well. I don't want to lose my sight, so I'm going to keep eye on it. So station on Space Ground 2, initially thought I found it, but it might be just a reflection of some kind of like metal things. So I'm going to just keep looking for it by my using like a reflection mirror and report back to you. Sorry about that.
Okay, Kimia. Yeah, we copy all. We'll continue to try and help you look for it. We can still offer up using the AC dry vac with the EVA bag over it just to help create some of that airflow that might disturb the wrench and get it into your view.
Okay, yeah, that's a great idea. Maybe I'm going to try that too.
Yep, sounds good. And I think Zena has experience with that yesterday and should know where that EVA mesh bag is if you need her help for this activity.
Thank you. Gina-san is very helpful and start working on it. Thank you. Thank you for the team. So station for Space Ground 2. I think Johnny and I confirmed that initially I thought that was it and it might be a reflection. And I think the set of I confirmed that is it. So we're going to try to retrieve that by using like a tape and also mirror.
Hey, Johnny. Great minds think alike. That was our suggestion as well. We were just about to call it up to you. So it sounds like that that reflection is indeed the tool, so you're go ahead to do that.
Thank you very much for your support, and actually, I really appreciate teammates' help, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we see Johnny in Node 1 right now putting something together for you. So teamwork makes the dream work.
That's exactly.
Hey, we see the video.
Thank you. Thank you for your great help.
Amazing work, guys. We love it.
Now, we need maybe Tether for this. Yeah. Time and I install it, I'll be very, very careful. Thank you. Thank you very much for your support.
We are happy to help, and we're just glad you guys got it. We're impressed.
Soul Station 2, checking in for ERG, and good camera views.
Hello, Zena. This is Huntsville for ERG. Stand by, we'll check those camera views for you.
Hey, thanks.
Hello, Zena. Those videos look good, and your remote guiders are standing by on Space to Ground 3.
Copy, we're switching to 3.
Station, you stand on 2 for Mike.
Station 2, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, would you give Vincent a quick IP phone call in the flight director suite here in Houston?
Yes, can do.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike and stowage follow-ups. Station Houston on 2 for Mike.
Houston Station on 2, go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, appreciate the patience. We're just trying to sharpen our pencils a bit about the questions yourself and Zena had. So the first one for the MSRR question. We're working with the vehicle we use to put together a plan to trash the MSRR hardware, which will be at a later date, hopefully sometime next week. The context being we need to determine the right locations for those items since they're so heavy. So copy.
We copy. I thought I just saw it earlier on the tow track, and I must have, you know, it must have been a dream. Copy. We'll just we'll get it next week. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. And then the next one, I think it was Zena's question. We know she's busy right now, but I'm sure you had the similar thought as she did. So she asked about steps 262. So big picture, in Bay 5, surrounding the MSL core, we'd like to have the crew stow the JSBs in steps 267 and 271, and those steps should fill up Bay 5. I'll copy. Hopefully that answers all your questions, and we'll take any follow-ups.
Okay, so when you say Bay 5,
you mean the whole corridor, right? So we will, so there, that, it'll kind of fill up the center of the corridor, not just the side on starboard or port or anything like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, Mike, that is a good readback. It will basically fill up the entire corridor.
Okay, yes, double checking. So right now there is a little bit of room left. We owe you a strap. We will strap it down now that we know that we're in the right place, and then we will add the JSPs from 267 and 271. Is that a good readback?
And Mike, appreciate the patience, and that is a good readback. We like the plan.
Okay. Given the time that I have on my schedule, I will go to attempt to do that. If I have questions, I'll be sure to ask. We have a great ISO team, and they're doing a fantastic job. And then we'll also take pictures and send them down just so that you can see what we're seeing.
Concur, and we really appreciate the help. Thanks, Mike.
Right back at you. Thank you. Nice calls.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia before you start step 4.
Go ahead.
Hey, Kimia, just from a priority standpoint, since we're a little down in the timeline, we think that step 5 actually takes priority over step 4. Those, of course, can be done independently. So you can start on step 5 right now, but we're also looking at the WHC manual fill and how it will impact that. But we just wanted to catch you before you started digging into step 4.
I have a problem with step 5. Actually, go back to step 4 after. And whenever you guys are ready, actually, I can start WHC fill, manual fill first, then coming back. And I can continue doing that during the activities. It might be helpful to do the WHC fill first, then to continue this work in the evening type work. How does it sound?
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia, back with you.
My plan is I want to go ahead to start like a manual fill and coming back for this task, starting from step 5. Is that okay?
Yeah, Kimia, you read our mind. Sorry about that small LOS, not perfect timing there. But yeah, we agree. We can actually even preemptively give you the go in step 2.2 in the manual fill. And then once you're done with that, we'll pick up back in the R&R or the IMB activity, excuse me. But we'll actually prioritize step 5 before step 4 when we get there.
Okay, understand. So I'm going to do start manual fill and come back and do the step 5. Thank you.
Perfect, and we appreciate the flexibility.
Well, thank you for your help. And also, actually, I'm sorry for the slow, actually, task this procedure, and I'm sorry about that.
Hey, Kimia, no worries. We were just impressed that you were able to grab the wrench with the tools that you put together there.
Send station on 2 for stowage and Cygnus.
Mike, with you on 2.
Okay, just to make sure, and I'm sorry it's been a long week. We already have the core facility in there, and then we have items 267 and 271, and they are going to go along with the core facility and fill up Bay 5. I think that was our last discussion. When I went to 267 and 271, their final location is a different point in Cygnus. Should I ignore that, or did I just miss the big picture? And apologies if I did.
And Mike, we're checking on that. Give us a minute.
Station on Cygnus 2 for WHC.
Kimmy, go ahead.
I just started manual refill, and if I'm so concentrated on next task and forgot about like a next task, please let me know without hesitation. I just want to, minimize time for the WHC to be down. So, thank you.
Hey, Kimmy, appreciate that. I totally understand. It looks like we have a small LOS towards the beginning of that activity, but we'll make sure we back you up before that happens.
Thank you for your help.
Or is doable if you're comfortable with that. Just put the in ARED. So actually, we're going to rearrange the priority on you again and have you jump to step 4 instead. We think you'll be able to get it done while your crewmates are on ARED.
Okay, I understand. Sorry about that. So I'm going to stop from step 4. Sorry. Just on Cygnus to, I need to put this, like, a non-3 camera for the ARPD. Is that true?
Yeah, Kimia, that's affirmative as well. Good catch. So we'll have to use that camera for the ARED exercise, and we'll just back you up verbally as you continue to do the IFM activities.
Thank you. I'm going to set up this camera for the serial sound and continue from step 4. Thank you.
Appreciate it. And station Houston on 2 for Mike, if you're listening.
Houston on 2, go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, appreciate the patience. So we are back with you for one more clarification there. We may have misspoke a bit. So steps 626-010203 are in reference to Bay 5. 267 and 271 should be performed as written for the final location per the current version you have of STOTRAC. So what is written in STOTRAC is correct, and we misspoke saying that those were Bay 5 as well.
Okay. Understood, and so that's why I'm glad we have clarifications. So are we good to go with those? Because that we asked about that earlier. It's like, and you said no, we're going to wait till next week to come with the heavy stuff, and these are very heavy things. So if I'm looking for a little advice, what can I do for Bay 5 besides the core that I put? MSL core that I put in earlier today. And Matt, that's a lot to unpack, so I'm happy to answer questions one at a time or ask questions one at a time.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike, back with you.
Go ahead, please.
Hey, again, apologies, and it looks like the wording might be a little confusing in 262-0203. So we will take any common trash ASBs to put in those locations. The 500s are not quite ready yet, as we alluded to. So that's where the confusion was. Apologies.
Yeah, no worries. It's just hard. I was trying to do my best with what the STOTRAC had and didn't have, et cetera. So, and then our messages. So I'm just trying to find clarity, and I think you helped provide it. Part of the issue is that we don't have too many common trash JSPs anymore. They've all been already deployed. Making trash as fast as we can, but it's a process. So in the meantime, understood, I will return the hardware JSPs that we had talked about, and we'll continue on trying to do some stowage today.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you. Station Houston on 2 for Mike, just backing you up via the lab video feed. Can we copy the 1 minute?
Station 2, Matt, you called.
Hey, Mike, we were just backing you up via the video feed there. We noticed that looks like the JSB that you were just carrying back to PMM was the one listed out in step 271. I just want to verify that one is okay to be stowed in Cygnus because it's part of the 600 series MSL, not MSRR 500 that we're still sharpening our pencils on.
Okay, so part of the confusion is the MSL was part of the MSRR, but I see that you separated the two. But also, I understood that it could go in the PMM, but it goes in Bay 3, and I'm working on Bay 5 at the moment, so that doesn't make quite sense to put it in Bay 3 until we kind of work finished out what we're doing in 5. But I understand what you're saying, and thank you for the clarification.
Okay, Mike, yeah, we copy all. Again, appreciate everything.
No worries. Glad to be on your team. And cheers to ISO. Thank you.
Station on 2 for Sergey.
Sergey, go ahead on 2.
You're from Camcorder, and I'm ready to start ARED session.
And Sergey, we see the video feed. We just need the entire ARED platform in the video view. So if you can just adjust the camera a bit to get it fully in view, that'd be great.
Okay. Good. But now?
And Sergey, we'd like you to rotate the camera left a full 90 degrees and then just make some more fine-tune adjustments to get the entire ARED platform in view.
Roger. Will do.
And Sergey, while you're still making those adjustments, you can reference figure 1 in your photo TV ARED verify activity. That's the view that we would to get.
Okay, copy. Thank you.
And Sergey, this is Houston. We actually need the view completely rotated 180 degrees. Currently, it's upside down. And then after that, if you can make some more adjustments to get the full platform in view, we're only seeing a small portion of the platform in our current video feed.
So station 4, Cescon 2 for IMV cleaning.
Go ahead on 2.
Yes, I'm trying to remove the panel, which is node 2, node 3, alpha 1 dash 2. And it might be need to remove 100 offset bracket that is attached to, I mean, very close to this panel. But I don't know what kind of tool required to remove this bracket.
And Kimia, if you look ahead to step 4.2 right below that, there is a if statement with a procedure reference for you there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the this comment. Oh, okay. I found that. Thank you. So station on space ground 2 for IMV cleaning.
Kimia, go ahead.
I'm step 4.4 and waiting for your go.
And Kimia, that's the same go as previously, so it still stands. You are go.
Okay, understand. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew for free-floating camera in Node 3. Yeah, BME happened to notice while Sergey was exercising that what looked like a Nikon camera was free-floating in Node 3 and happened to go out of view. Of course, we didn't want to bother Sergey while he was doing his exercise, but we're just hoping one of you guys can just take a look to see if you can find it.
I see, actually, yeah, XF is floating, so I'm going to just retreat and be back.
Okay, we copy all. Appreciate it.
All set.
Hey, Kimia, that call got truncated, but we think you're calling us in Houston.
Cleaning? Well, it might be used maybe.
Hey, Kimia, we're going to have to...
No, for the step for this one.
To stop you there, you're... we're getting like maybe every fifth word or so coming down. We see you queuing up the mic, but we're just not hearing all the words.
Sorry about that. Yep. So system phone space ground 2. Can you hear me now?
Hey, now we have you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry about that. So for step 4.6, if it's okay, I'd like to use not AC vacuum cleaner because that's going to be disturbed. So use cordless vacuum cleaner instead, if Houston is okay.
And copy all, Kimia. We are fine with you using cordless. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Station Munich on 2 for Mike, and solving some issues on a Columbus laptop.
Nick, glad to hear you. And solving issues on Columbus laptop is literally my middle name. Can I meet you in Columbus, or actually, why don't you just tell me now, and I will listen.
You can let me know once you're in Columbus.
Okay, and what laptops are we looking at?
We'll need you to find the iCall, which is located at the starboard end cone of Columbus on the aft section, and it's labeled iCall 2, E-I-C-L.
I'm very familiar with ICO. We'll meet you at the ENCO. Nick, from Columbus, the beautiful Columbus, and I'm located right next to ICO too. How can I help you?
Okay, Mike, thanks for moving to beautiful, busy Columbus. So we want you to check the power chain of that ICO number 2. If you can start with verifying the SUP4 outlet power status. The outlet number 2 is on.
Okay, stand by, and I'm headed that way.
Hey, Munich, sorry, I'm at SUP4, and please ask me to what to look for again.
To see if the LED is on, showing on.
For SUP4, we have several LEDs that are lit, and which one are we looking for in specifically?
My bad, Mike. That was outlet 2.
Outlet 2 LED is lit and on.
Okay, so if you can now follow to the wall brick of that iCall power supply and verify that it's also on. And for for your information, we are about 1 minute away from the LOS.
I found power brick, and it has LED on the other side.
Okay, and the iCall power, the iCall laptop power is also on. The LED is on. Can you confirm that?
With us, Nick from Columbus, Space to Ground 2. Looks like you might be back.
Hi, Mike. Yes, you are back. So your previous report was that every LED was on. Is that correct?
Yes, for the blue cobalt brick that powers its serial number 1448, its LED is on. And the actual iCall 2, its hard drive is blinking, and it looks like it is also on. So how can I help?
Okay, then the last thing we are going to ask you is to open the lid of that iCall and tell us what you see on the screen.
Okay, it looks like that I have a whole bunch of green OKs. And it has a flashing cursor about one-third of the way down the screen. And the last thing it said it did was started the update to the about system run level changes. It looks nominal as far as iCall goes, as far as I can tell, but I'm happy to reboot, and I'm also happy to do anything else you'd like for iCall.
Okay, that all looks nominal to us as well. No need to reboot or perform anything else there. We are fine if you can just close that lid, and we won't need you anymore for the iCall. Thanks for your support. With this, I will hand you over to Huntsville, as they wanted to talk to you.
Okay, certo, claro, and claro. Understood. For the iCall, no more troubleshooting at this time, but if you change your mind or something else comes up, please do let us know. And Huntsville, this is International Space Station from beautiful Columbus. How can we help?
Hey, Mike, we just wanted to ask if you could go ahead and perform your two pink sliver activities at the end of the day now. Since Johnny got done with his stellar stem cell ops a little early, we're bumping up against a time constraint to move that biocell return bag from Polar to Melfi.
Okay. Polar to Melfi is my middle name, so we will go. I'm going to ride that bicycle as long as I can today. So I will follow those magenta slivers and get that sample frozen as fast as we can. So I'll report back when we're done.
Copy that, and thank you. I wish I would have kept track of all these middle names, as I'd love to have them all written out by now.
Unfortunately, the daily summary has half the list already.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia.
That's on 2.
Hey, Kimia, since we lost video, we were just hoping for a quick status on where you are with the IMV.
Step 4 completed, and water field completed, so ready for step 5.
Station 2 for OCT.
Tina, with you on 2.
Hey, it looks to me on Optimus like we should be well back into KU coverage, but I see that we do not have it. Any idea when we might reacquire and if we are still good to go for continuing OCT?
Hey, Tina, Houston's being told you are good to press without KU for now. We're expecting it to lock up in about a minute. And just for context, we had to do that KU string swap from 2 to 1 this morning, which is why some of the coverage differences are a little bit different on those orange bands and Optimus, but we're working to get those changed and uplinked to the latest version of the timeline.
Copy, got it. Okay, I think we will not be able to continue without our remote guiders. So we will carry on once we get KU back.
Okay, Xena, copy all. We expect it to lock up shortly, as I mentioned, so appreciate the patience.
No problem. Thanks for the big picture.
So station on Space Ground 2 for IMV cleaning. Status.
Hey, Kimia, yeah, we copied. You said step 4 is complete. We assume that's for the IMV, that you were ready to step into step 5, but then we also copied that you saw fill complete. I assume you're talking about the manual fill, and did that mean that you actually completed the terminate procedure itself?
Not yet. Actually, you mean water fill completed, but for the step cleaning, since Sergei-san was
exercising. Step 5 was not, it's not completed. So I just want to start step 5 from now, if it's okay.
Okay, Kimmy, I copy you all. And let's pivot to do the manual fill terminate, just so we can get WHC back online for you and your crewmates. And big picture, we don't think we'll have enough time, even working into crew sleep with Alexi going on ARED to complete step 5 of the IMV cleaning. So we're going to schedule that probably for next Tuesday as of now. So minimal impact there. We'll get it done later next week. I'll copy.
Okay, I'm sorry for the delay. Slow on in my task. Okay, I'm gonna stop right there. And clean up the worksite.
Okay, sounds good, Kimmy. Yeah, step 6 sounds like you clean up the worksite there, so we'll take that now, and then we'll have you hop over to the manual fill term.
Sorry, manual fill? That's already completed. Did you get it? Did you got my message?
Okay, Kimmy.
So that was automatically stopped automatically, so I just did that manual fill termination.
Okay, Kimmy, I did a copy. Just to be 100% clear, your manual fill term activity that starts at 1850 has been completed.
So, right, starting 1850 was completed. And I think necessary information is in procedure and also crew note.
Okay, great. We copy all. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your support.
So, station on 2 for Stellar Sam Cells.
With you on 2, Mike.
Yes, I'd like to say that Stellar Sam Cells Mission 2, serial number Yankee, made it to Melfi 1. It's in Doer 2, Tray Delta, Section 3-4 for the stowage note, or the execution note, and it was shaken but not stirred for 30 seconds before insertion.
Copy all, 007.
Houston station on 2 for Alexi.
Alexi, we're with you on 2, and we like the view.
Copy that, I can start my training.
Yep, you are good to go. Appreciate it.
Copy that, thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and IMV. Hey, Kimia, we think you're closed out with the IMV steps. We just wanted to do a quick triple check before we took out the safing that was in place for that activity.
I closed out all the panels and also secured all the ducts and also clamps, so ready to go.
Sounds good. We'll put that in work. And just a reminder, we'll have that scheduled up on Tuesday just to close out that one step 5. So appreciate your support today.
Thank you very much for your support, and sorry again for the, doing task slowly. Sorry.
Hey, no worries. Very small wrenches and zero gravity must not be fun.
Thank you for your kind words.
Houston, Station 2, follow up SSC-5.
Go for SSC-5.
Just letting you know, I did a power cycle on that. I did leave before it fully booted up, so if you're not seeing a good signature, just let me know, and I can go investigate. And then also for Huntsville, if you're listening, I confirm the LSG is deployed.
And Huntsville copies. Thanks, Johnny.
You're very welcome.
Hey, Johnny, copy all for the SSC. We're still not seeing it just yet, so give us a couple minutes to troubleshoot on our end, and we'll give you a call if we need more help.
Okie doke. But I'm pretty curious, so I'm going to float over there anyways.
Hey, some psychological work there. We knew that's what you were going to do.
So, station on Space Gun 2, one more question on stage.
Head on 2.
For the IMV task, item number 4, since this item was not in drawer 2, in not 2 for the end cone, should I put this one to drawer 2 or just put it back to the ziplock bag number 8?
And Kimmy, a great question. We recommend that you put that back into the toolbox.
I understand. Toolbox. Thank you.
And Johnny Houston on 2, real quick before the teacher's handover. We see that SSC back online, so appreciate the help.
Hey, I was just about to report it, and I see it online as well. Okay, let me know if you need anything else.
I think we're all set. Appreciate it. Station Houston on 2 for Kimia, one go back.
Go ahead, Stone 2.
Hey, Kimmy, apologies. We had a little bit of a discussion here on the ground and want to pivot a bit. So for that line item 4, we'd actually like you to put it back where you found it, which is Ziploc 8 spare tools.
Hey, I'll put it back. Look, number 8. That's very easy. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for Alexi.
Go ahead on Space to Ground 2.
I'm done my IRAP exercise.
Happy, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. Can I turn off the camera?
Yes, we are ready for you to power off the camera.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.